Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I don't know about you guys, but I am so sick of it being right versus left. I cannot stand how everything that seems to kind of come out on the news, if you pick one side, you're on the right. If you pick one other side, you're on the left. And I am just tired of the right-left divide. However, we have a whole different divide when it comes to COVID. And I have found so many liberals and conservatives side on one aspect of the COVID lockdown versus others. And it's really interesting, even though there might be some trends more towards conservative versus liberal, for the most part, there's a mix. And I see the mix depending on where you work and where you are in terms of your type of work. So if somebody owns a small business and they've been just decimated by the lockdown, whether they're liberal or conservative, they kind of don't want all the hype with COVID. They are like, can everybody kind of calm down a little bit? You know, flu might be worse and we didn't close down during the flu. Do we really have to all go broke and lose our life savings and, You know, all these people lose their jobs. Yet, we have some people where, you know, if they get to work from home, they're still getting paid. They still have health insurance. Like, yeah, there's a virus out there. Doesn't make sense for us to be out there. And the funny thing is everybody's right. You know, if there is a virus that does kill some, doesn't really make sense for, you know, there to be people in the line of fire if you have medical issues or you have an older, you know, family member to take care of. If you can work from home and you can stay away, that's great. But a business owner is like, there's so much hype that people aren't coming in. They're you know, and as a doctor, people aren't going to the doctor. People aren't getting their blood tests done. They're not checking their blood pressure. They're not managing their diabetes right. They're not going to the gym. And so, you know, I kind of like less hype. I'd like more accurate numbers so we can educate people on what we need to be scared about and why we don't have to fear certain entities. But, you know, in the news, you're going to hear that the CDC was told to downplay COVID. And I'm also hearing from multitudes of people that their employer is downplaying COVID. Somebody has COVID in the office, and they're not sending everybody home. That kind of stopped once employers noticed that having people gone 14 days, every 14 days, meant they had to close down. So we're starting to see employers go, look, until he gets his test back, you know, can you still show up to work? You're downplaying COVID. So this downplay of COVID needs to be addressed, and we're really not. All we're hearing are the numbers of 200,000 people died. Now, 200,000 people is a lot of people. I don't particularly believe all of them were healthy that got COVID, and all of a sudden COVID caused them to die. I believe a big number of them were also flu cases, were also heart cases and other cases that just happened to also have COVID. So I'd really like the numbers. And mind you, one person dying is too much. However, we have to really make a decision here. As we're slowly opening up and we're trying to get consumer confidence back, if we're going to live with the virus or not, and that's the question I get asked. Can we live with COVID? Can we go back to school? Can we go to church or temple or a mosque? Can we, you know, go back to work? And can we date? Can we have a wedding? Can we have a funeral and still live with COVID? Now, to answer that isn't that easy. Many of us doctors are like, well, if the hospitals aren't overwhelmed, and if we do have severe cases, or if we do have people getting very, very sick, you know, we need to make sure we have hospital capacity. If we don't have hospital capacity, you know, we still need to lay low. But how much longer do we lay low? It's 6 months. I mean, I'm telling you as a small business owner, just wait a little bit. Cases are spiking. We're still having people die. How much longer does somebody wait? You know, anybody that's ever owned a business, when you have to close down for one day, that really hurts your bottom line. It probably won't level you, but one day of ceasing operations is not easy. 2 days, even worse. 2 months? Devastating. 6 months? Unless you have one hell of a savings plan, or you have a mortgage owner or a landlord who says, look, I'm not going to ask you for any rent, you'll be rent free, you're screwed. So I would love for America to figure out a way how to live with COVID. And you're not really hearing that discussion. Yeah, you heard a little bit of, you know, in the debate, I think Biden brought it up saying, we need to learn how to live with COVID. And I was like, thank God, yes, we would. It would be nice to learn how to live with COVID. But nobody's really kind of talking about that. Meanwhile, you know, schools are being closed or schools are staying closed. And parents are like, look, just tell us. You know, if COVID's going to be around for 3-4 years, are you telling me that my child has to be homeschooled for 3-4 years? And is that something society wants? Is that something society's happy with? My guess is, and we're not going to talk much until after the election, you know that everybody's going to kind of wait with the election. They're going to see if they think that we are going to completely sink into something worse than a depression. I think you're going to have people go, okay, you know what? We're not downplaying COVID. We just want answers. We just want numbers. And we want to know, can we actually be out and about and do our thing? And if not, if people are thinking, you know what? This is great. I can work from home and it's working and my grandmother's not getting sick and the hospitals are not being overrun. Let's kind of keep the social distancing in place. And we got flu coming up. So the majority of people I talk to are saying, I love it. Let's stay on lockdown. This works. Well, yeah, it works for what? Okay? I mean, what, you know, and then has anybody even talked about opening up more medical facilities? So, you know, if the big problem to keeping us locked down is, well, we don't have enough hospital beds, where is the discussion about making more hospitals? Lord knows we could have more students trained in more hospitals. The 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So California could become the first state to pay reparations after adopting a law to look at the issue of how slavery is affecting their current population. Now, Governor Newsom signed a law called Assembly Bill 3121. Now, this Assembly Bill doesn't necessarily provide reparations or pay money to descendants of slaves. What it does is it mandates the formation of a 9-person panel that will start looking into it and seeing how this could be done practically. So it's appointed by the governor and the legislative leaders. And they don't know what form any reparations could take. Joe Biden has said he supports studying the idea. Mitch McConnell has, I believe, said that he doesn't support it because none of us currently living are responsible for what happened, obviously, centuries ago. And it's a real controversial topic on how does this country approach reparations. You know, with Nazi Germany did pay Holocaust survivors, but not all of them. There were many people that lost family members, and we did. We lost most of our family in the Holocaust, but we didn't receive reparations. And I mean, I'm fine with that. I get it. I think people who were actually in the concentration camps and things like that, you know, deserve it. And you know, and there were a lot of people in America upset that boats were turned away, and you know, people were not able to come to the United States during a post-depression era. Because they were worried that, you know, Americans would lose their jobs. So unfortunately, much of our families and that wanted to escape to America couldn't and died. So there's been discussion that Nazi Germany has paid reparations. They have, but it wasn't to everybody. So this panel has to decide who directly receives and deserves reparations, and which is going to be very, very tricky. And California is the first state of the law first state of the country to adopt this law to look into it. And apparently the task force has to hold its first meeting by June 2021. Governor Newsom said the discussion was necessary and long overdue. Now, and I completely agree with that. We've been talking about reparations. Has anybody actually looked into how that would work? And who would, you know, and unfortunately also there's not a lot of tracings. Many people who were, unfortunately, back in the 1600s and 1700s and, you know, 1800s, you know, traded, and unfortunately within slavery, many of the children in the genealogy wasn't documented. And so this is something that, you know, does need to be looked at before somebody says, okay, we are going to come up with this X amount of money and disperse it, and, you know, and then there's going to be some people who are going to be left out, and, you know, why did those people get left out? And then, you know, will the government even be able to afford that? I mean, millions and millions, you know, of Americans might have had ancestors that were slaves. How do you, and what price do you put on that? So I understand that somebody has to look at it. I just don't know how this is going to be done and how much money it's going to cost and how will they even begin to do it. Because there's no way anybody is going to agree on the amount of money, because you can't put a price tag on it. So this Assembly Bill 3121 mandates the formation of a 9-person panel. The task force is going to conduct a, quote, according to Daily Mail, sweeping examination of slavery in California and the United States, and explore the lasting consequences of discrimination against freed slaves and their descendants. So for those, you know, of you thinking, okay, well, you know, California wasn't as involved in the slave trade, and they still were for a period of time, and the task force is also going to look at lasting consequences of discrimination. So what that might include is if there was a family who was of who back in the 1800s, you know, after the, wasn't necessarily right after the Emancipation Proclamation, but it was after the war ended, you know, were free. Were they able to get jobs like anybody else? And then if they didn't, and if they remained in a poverty level, do those descendants of that family who were freed but not able to get jobs and be able to compete in the market also get compensation? That's why I said this is going to be really, really tricky. I don't know where they're going to come up with a dollar value for this and how they're going to do it. And then who is responsible for the extra payments? Is this going to be a tax added to gas, let's say, or a tax added to, you know, if people who are getting reparations don't want to be taxed for it, then who gets taxed, and how do you do that? How do you find people that don't have, you know, slave connections and say this is a tax now to cover these trillions upon trillions of dollars? So the law will not explore how reparations will be paid. They're just not getting there yet. And they're not going to dictate how the state should determine who will qualify for compensation. They say those questions are going to remain up to the task force. The task force, they have pretty big task right now. They have, yeah, that's going to be rough. The members are believed to look at how slavery has benefited private and public institutions and contributed to the problems facing modern America, lasting disparities related to wealth, education, employment, health, and incarceration. So if there's a university that exists in California that had some ties to slavery, that would be researched, as well as, you know, how the trends and disparities of wealth occurred. So in order for the task force's recommendations to be acted upon, then the legislature would need to pass another bill to approve reparation payments. So Daily Mail says that 4 million African people and their descendants were enslaved in the United States from 1619 to 1865. And they say the practice was constitutionally approved for more than 75 years, until slavery was abolished by the 13th Amendment in 1865. Now, Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, she's a Democrat who authored the bill and has been campaigning for this, says California has come to terms with many of its issues, but it has yet to come to terms with its role in slavery. We're talking about really addressing the issues of justice and fairness in this country that we have to address. So Southerners had brought slaves to California back in 1848 to work in the gold mines during the gold rush. In 1849, when California adopted its constitution and, you know, wanted to be ratified and seek entry to the United States, they officially banned slavery. Yet, because of the divided country, from what we understand to appease the South, they agreed that if there was an escaped slave that came to America, came to California, because California officially banned slavery, they would return them to their owners. So they need to research who did that and how that could have affected Californians, current Californians. And then discrimination that persisted long after 1865. So Los Angeles had been deeply segregated, they said, into the 1970s. Last year, Salcedo Marin City School District received the state's first desegregation order in 50 years. So there's obviously issues that need to be researched, need to be looked at. But in terms of the money, what would that look like? William Darity, a professor at Duke University who co-authored a book on reparations, says the states and the localities, they just don't have the capacity to meet that task. He suggests, now this is William Darity, a professor at Duke University, he suggests giving each of the 40 million current black Americans descended from slaves, which is the estimated number, up to $250,000 in a trust. He said it's a federal government that should be the culpable party because it created the legal and authority framework that permitted all of these atrocities to take place. Now, again, where would that money come from? Well, most likely taxes. So, you know, it's now, you know, with taxes, I mean, you add something to the gas tax, or, you know, you add something to water bottles or soda tax. You know, we don't really see it that much. And I mean, I see it because we just don't buy soda anymore, because soda's now like $2 a bottle. But, I mean, it's I guess, doable, but they need to figure, it's going to take some research. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss a coronavirus relief bill, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, needs to get serious when it comes to negotiating.
First, I would say Nancy Pelosi is not being serious. If she becomes serious, then we can have a discussion here. But we raised our offer. But when you lower your offer, $2.2 trillion, and you ask for direct payments to illegal immigrants, and you ask for certain deportation forgivenesses in your offer, it's not a serious offer.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 837,000, which is down by about 36,000 from the week before. States seeing a decline in jobless filings include Florida, New York, Texas, and Georgia, while Arizona, Nevada, and New Jersey saw an uptick. USA Radio News. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with Republican senators on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Many Democrats have said they would not meet with Barrett. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley has a challenge for Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris, Senator from California.
She's got a lot of things to answer for, and I'd like her to take a pledge, Senator Harris. I'd like her to say that she's not going to continue to engage in the kind of religious bigotry that we have seen from her towards past court nominees, interrogating their Catholicism, and other Democrats on the committee doing the same thing. They're trying to make the religious faith of Amy Barrett the central issue. This is a form of bigotry. Let's just call that out. It is anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-faith bigotry.
The NFL is rescheduling the Pittsburgh Steelers-Tennessee Titans game to later this season after additional Titans players tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm still trying to get through all the questions and answer your questions. And one thing I want to discuss in this next segment is satisfaction with telemedicine. I'm hearing some of you love it, just love it. And I'm hearing some of you are having bad experiences. And some of these experiences are unfortunately unavoidable. And some are actually avoidable. There's some, you know, kind of tricks to the trade. And I've worked for multiple different telemedicine companies because I have multiple state licenses. And I love telemedicine. It's one of the best jobs I've ever had. I'm very, very happy. I get to make my own schedule. I get to work from home. It's very COVID-friendly. But there are lots of challenges because there's many expectations by patients. And so I want to ask you, and we want to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you used telemedicine? You don't have to say which company, but have you used a form of telemedicine or done virtual care? And what was your experience? Did it work? Did you get what you wanted? Were you upset? You know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the pros, what we're hearing from people, and I haven't done an official survey, you know, but I'm looking at reviews of telemedicine companies, and I'm looking at, you know, sometimes there's a sponsored ad, and then people put comments, you know. Those that are able to, and as well as, you know, the patients that I've seen, you know, and somebody thinks they need a yeast infection medication, or they think they need pink eye drops, or they think they need an antibiotic, and or they need a refill of a medication. And they get a provider, and the provider says no problem, and gives them their medication, and it saves them from going to a doctor, medical provider, saves them the money, saves them the hassle. They're able to go to a doctor at work. Many people are calling me while they're at work, so they don't even have to take off PTO. Or they're able to take care of their kid who's with the babysitter and not have to go leave work, pick up the kid, take the kid to the doctor because they could do all this by telemedicine. These people love it. It's the best thing since sliced bread. But I'm also seeing the other side. If somebody wants you to tell them it's not an emergency when it is, if somebody wants an antibiotic and they can't get it, if somebody wants a refill of a medication that isn't allowed on that platform, they think it's a waste of time. And I also am noticing that it all depends also on what they pay. So what they have to pay for that service. So for many people, what insurance companies are starting to do is they're saying, look, if you're going to go to a regular doctor, medical provider, you have to pay your $25 copay or $50 copay. If you use telemedicine, no copay. So I get calls coming in because I work for a company, and they say, yeah, this is no copay. So great. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? Like, man, well, I have, you know, lower abdominal pain. This has been going on for about maybe 12 hours. Starting to get a little worse. I feel a little warm. I'm like, all right, you know, do you still have your appendix? Yeah, yeah, but maybe it's just food poisoning. I'm like, well, unfortunately, I can't tell over the phone. You know, if it's already been 12 hours, if you're still having that pain and now you're feeling warm, you got to go get seen. What? Well, no, then I have to pay money. No, it's free. You handle this. I can't. Give me an antibiotic. We're not really allowed to give antibiotics for appendicitis over the phone. Some doctors might be doing that, but we're not supposed to be doing that on telemedicine. Boom. They're mad. Sinus infections. Sinus infections have changed over the years. When I was in training, someone had a sinus infection, you hit it out the gate with an antibiotic day one. Now, with all the antibiotic overuse, many telemedicine companies are like, look, a lot of sinus infections are viral. You don't really need to start doing an antibiotic until certain criteria are met. And boy, do people get mad when they have sinus pain 2 days in and they can't get an antibiotic. And I get it. I've had a sinus infection. It's miserable. I'm not going to wait a week or two. I get that. But they get mad at telemedicine. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, some of you have told me that you pay anywhere from nothing for your telemedicine to $130. Now, I don't know which company charges $130 a visit. I know a lot of the companies. I don't know many who do that, unless it's one of the companies where there's somebody coming to your door, like if there's a paramedic or a nurse, or because then that company has to pay for that sort of staff. But what a lot of people kind of have to realize is the business model of telemedicine companies. So you know how I told you guys as a family doctor, you know, I'd be getting paid $2.42 from an insurance company. And if you didn't pay your $30 copay, I was only making $2 on the visit. Well, some insurances are better than that. Some, that's just what they get. So if you are not paying a copay and the telemedicine company is doing a quote-unquote televisit, usually that's not really more than $40 to $60 that company's getting. But they also have to pay the provider. And providers can make anywhere from 23 to 30 a visit. So you see, there's not a lot of wiggle room. So what ends up happening is those that are cash pay make up for the difference. We talked about that in regular office settings and hospital settings when insurance, you know, barely pays or they don't pay enough. It sometimes has to rely on the people that, you know, don't have insurance that actually pay, you know, 50 cents on the dollar or something when an insurance company might pay 15 cents on the dollar. So a telemedicine company will possibly charge if you're a cash patient, no insurance, more than if you had insurance. So that already starts to brew a group of individuals who are thinking, wait, if I'm going to be spending $50, somebody told me they had spent $80 before the visit. And again, we as the doctors don't see a difference with that. We just, you know, do our care because the medicine goes to the company. And again, the software, the hiring, the staff, you know, they do deserve to make a profit. But if somebody spends $82 and they don't get the antibiotic that they want, or they're told, no, you know, honestly, you need to go get seen, even though, you know, it might be debatable whether you being able to talk to a provider at an instant from your home without taking off work and getting an opinion has value, a lot of people don't think certain amounts of money should be spent for a service like that. So what are some of the tricks? What should you do so you don't pay for a visit? Because I see that online. People get mad at some of these companies because they can't get a refund. They were told they had to get seen. They were denied their prescription. And they were like, but then can I have a refund? See, in a regular medical office, people would throw a fit in the lobby. So somebody's like, here, just take your payment back and go. Telemedicine company, you know, the company may be situated in another state. So all you could do is sit on hold and not get that refund. So what I suggest you do is usually there's a triage. And the triage person will be able to at least answer questions on what types of medicines. Like ADD medicines, muscle relaxers, narcotics, controlled substances, you're not going to be able to get. With antibiotics, it's going to be iffy. All right? And it's going to be up to the provider discretion. Depending on who you get, and depending on your history, you could get the antibiotic or not. Now, people have asked me to kind of give the scoop on that. Well, it changes. All right? You know, I mean, we used to give Z-Packs, and then the CDC said stop doing the Z-Packs. So it's not as cut and dry. But if you at all feel that, you know, that there you have a condition that might need emergency room, if you think this is something that you'd be ending up in an emergency room, there's a very good chance that medical provider is going to probably send you to an ER. If it's something where it's like, well, it's kind of urgent care-ish, you know, I don't know if I have a bronchitis, I don't know if I have COVID, and I don't, you know, then I would go on with the call because they could steer you to the right direction. If you have a laceration and you're hoping that the medical provider could tell you that laceration isn't deep enough, that's kind of tricky to do over the phone. So, you know, and then of course there's video and phone calls, so that also allows other opportunities on how to get tested or, you know, evaluated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had asked, how are we in week 4 with football and no issues with COVID when we're being told that there's COVID cases throughout the United States? And, you know, and I hadn't answered you back yet because my guess is, you know, the NFL, you know, just barely trying to get back on their feet with everything going on. And with empty stadiums, that they're trying to, not by choice, of course, but by rules and, you know, regulations, that, you know, they're just probably not making a real big deal about COVID. And, I mean, you see the players without the masks because it's really hard to play with the mask. You don't really see a lot of social distancing, but you do see the coach wear a mask, and you do see some of the assistants wear the masks, you know. But, yeah, I have been kind of intrigued also by why we really aren't hearing much about COVID, and my guess is because they really want us to move on. Well, unfortunately, Pittsburgh Steelers Titans game Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers not going to play this week because they've had two additional positive coronavirus tests among Titan players. According to a statement from the NFL, one additional Titans player and one personnel member tested positive for COVID-19 on Thursday. That comes after four players, Daquan Jones, Kamali Correa, snapper Bo Brinkley, and practice squad tight end Tommy Hudson, and five team personnel members tested positive earlier this week. So the NFL said the decision to postpone the game was made to ensure the health and safety of players, coaches, and game day personnel. The Titans facility will remain closed. The team will continue to have no in-person activities until further notice. Now, this announcement comes a day after the NFL said that the game, which had originally been scheduled for Sunday, was going to be postponed to Monday or Tuesday. Titans coach Mike Vrabel said Thursday that his players were somewhat shocked at the news that they wouldn't be playing this week. Okay, if he's saying that the players were shocked, my guess is some people are ticked. They wanted to play, he says. Quote, they were preparing to play. But I think that they understood and realized why the decision was made. I think that they'll handle this like they do everything else. They'll handle it with professionalism, with understanding and a compassion towards not only ourselves, but those people that have been affected, but also Pittsburgh, the Steelers. They were preparing for a game, and now they will have their schedule changed as well. So I don't believe the Steelers had any positive tests, but now they can't do their game. And I understand with fantasy football, wow. I know, that really kind of messes things up. I know. So the players who did test positive weren't so much asymptomatic. They actually had flu-like symptoms. So this wasn't, you know, routine testing that was like, oh, you know what, you're positive, let's call it. These were people that came down feeling sick. Now, I don't know what's been going on with the routine testing. I find it very odd that when you are testing, you know, 100-plus members of a team, you know, including personnel and stuff, that each week that you're not having one or two test positive. But then again, the CDC did lighten their guidelines. If the person doesn't have symptoms, that doesn't necessarily mean everybody has to isolate and stop what they're doing. Looks like the difference here is the Titans, even though in medical logic dictates if somebody's positive, they can spread it and you all can be affected. But in order for the show to go on and football to continue and the economy to go forward, we're kind of starting to accept the fact that there are going to be people that are COVID positive around us with no symptoms, and we're going to still allow our business to stay open. So my guess is that's probably what's going on with the NFL. Now, according to ESPN, the Minnesota Vikings, who played the Titans on Sunday, had no positive results in their last round of coronavirus testing today, or yesterday, and their facility was scheduled to be reopened Thursday. Now, for any of us in the medical field, we're kind of looking at that as, okay, if you did have an exposure, and I mean, it's not much. I mean, I get with the tackle and all that, there's, you know, but, technically with the line of scrimmage, most people are kind of away from each other by 6 feet. But if you were exposed on Sunday, you probably would need to test midweek to see if there were any exposures. And then, you know, but if you tested the next day, that probably might not show positive. But I believe... right, that they did wait a couple days for testing, but that just happened. So the NFL now has to figure out how to reschedule a game between two of its seven undefeated teams after the league's first COVID-19 outbreak. So maybe they'll reschedule week 7 on October 25th. That's Titans' bye week. Pittsburgh is scheduled to play at Baltimore that week, but both the Steelers and Ravens have byes in week 8, which would allow the NFL to make a change affecting only one other team. So it's going to be a little bit of a pain in the butt. The challenge is turning this week into a bye for both Tennessee and Pittsburgh, and comes after both teams were starting to prepare to play. The Titans, who played in the AFC Championship game in January, and the Steelers, with Ben Roethlisberger back, they wouldn't really get a break for the rest of the season unless another, they kind of wanted their bye probably later. So Steelers tight end Eric Ebron tweeted his displeasure over the team potentially losing their scheduled bye week in week 8 because that was going to be when his son had his birthday party. He goes, I'm confused on how this became our problem. My son's birthday party was bye week. Now I'm missing his birthday. Bad enough I don't even see my kids. Blank sucks. I know people like, those of you not into football, like, well, you know, who cares about football? I do. I love football. I care about it. But I'm watching very closely on how the NFL and how the public, you know, approaches COVID with the NFL. Because, like I said, there is just no way. We have seen absolutely no positive COVID cases throughout the whole entire NFL. And my guess is with the Titans, it was pretty apparent enough where, you know, they had to call it. And so then you kind of wonder what's happening with the other teams. And if we are seeing a game postponed, then what happens when flu sets in? Remember, they, you know, this came up because people start to feel flu-like. Well, this fall starts flu season. So what happens when some of the players start feeling like they have the flu? Now, if you ever follow the NFL injury reports like I do, somebody has an illness, they are not feeling well, they'll either not participate in practice or not participate in the game, and they'll be, you know, taken off the roster. But if they, you know, have flu-like, well, we got to test you for COVID, and they just incidentally are positive, because you could be positive for weeks, now it's being called a positive COVID case. Now, I'm not saying these are, because we don't think we're in flu season yet. It's still too early. But it's going to be a mess then. So with this Titans game not moving forward, that's pretty damn significant, because that means the NFL is ready to cancel games if players are positive, which means it's inevitable. Players are going to be positive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today is October 1st. October 1st, scary, scary day for a lot of small businesses, actually employees of small businesses, because the September 30th protection of employees, you know, of employers mandated to keep employees on the payroll if they were going to get a PPP loan amount and not have to pay it back, ended yesterday. So October 1 means a lot of these businesses that are off the hook who have been working on fumes trying to stay open when the money basically only kept them in business till June. So American Airlines, United Airlines have said they're going to start furloughing 32,000 employees. Because lawmakers of the White House have not agreed on a broad pandemic relief package that will allow possibly more of an infusion of money, American Airlines CEO Doug Parker said if Washington comes up with a deal with $25 billion for airlines over the next few days, the company will reverse 19,000 furloughs set to begin Thursday and recall the workers. United is going to probably furlough 13,000 workers. So, unfortunately, a lot of the small businesses not probably still waiting for money. Even the first set of money. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.